Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise on this Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 53. I know our Arizona folks out here, when you hear this show next week, you're going to go, what, Françoise, you're a little late. But no, hi to everyone in Arizona, but you have a little bit of a delay on the show for all of us here today. It is Super Bowl Sunday. It's a beautiful day here in the Coachella Valley. And yes, we are in the travel hour of the show, but as we do every year, and we've done this for probably 10, 11 years or so, we have our Super Bowl Sunday prize pool. Joining me in studio, which a lot of you don't get the chance to experience, and it is always an experience, it's Craig Campbell with CoachellaValley.com. Of course, you see that all over my Facebook page, my website. You see it on the TV. We have a little logo for CoachellaValley.com on there as well. And always fun, Craig, to have you in studio with us.
Well, thank you so much, Françoise, with that introduction. You know, I was listening to your earlier hour, and I just loved when they said traveling without Françoise.
Who is that? Was that Sarge?
Is that a new show that's starting up?
Yeah, it was Sarge. But and I don't want to.
I might defect.
Because we
I
have
might
to
defect.
Also, you might want to put your headphones on just in case. You know what? Maybe you don't need them now. I don't know. Alex D is in the boardroom. Hey, Alex.
Howdy.
Yeah, you're eating. How can you be eating in this time when the phones have been going crazy?
Sometimes I need a break.
You need a break.
It's an apple, so it's my power break.
It creates a special tone when he picks up the phone, right?
You know, apparently I sound sexier when I have food in my mouth.
Okay. Well, we have callers that call in our normal show, Craig, but usually they sit and chat with Alex. We put them on the air, and we just talk about all sorts of things. It's a little bit more relaxed today because it is Super Bowl Sunday, and we are presented in part today by Renova Energy, bigger, better, brighter. We want to thank them. That what we do is have people, Alex said people have been ready. They have been ready. What we want you to do is give Alex a call, our Facebook fans as well.
The phone lines open now?
The phone lines are open.
760-440-8255. Call now 760-440-8255 to enter this Super Bowl prize pool.
And here's the deal. You have to give Alex first name only. He doesn't need last name. You must pick a team, Rams or Patriots, and he will put you in one list or the other. And then when all is said and done, today we all go home and watch the game, and we'll get all the information from Craig over here from all of our CoachellaValley.com people. And you can call as well at 760-440-8255 to sign up for the Super Bowl prize pool. Then as there are things that happen in the game, first punt, first sack, first field goal, first half, whatever team scores this, and I will pick a name out of that bowl of names. That's how we do it. Very scientific. And that person will win. They'll win a prize. And prizes include tram passes, fair tickets to the Riverside County Date Festival, Living Desert tickets, restaurant gift cards, some whale watching, also maybe some physical prizes as well that you might have to come and pick up at the station. But there will be prizes.
Well, you know, we should give another opportunity for people to enter. You can email win@CoachellaValley.com and just put in the subject line Rams or Patriots, and that will also be a way for you to enter. You can only enter in once that way, win@CoachellaValley.com.
All right. So, and this is the travel hour of the show. We do have a guest a little bit later on. We're only going to have the Super Bowl prize pool open for the first half hour of the show, so you are going to need to call now, 760-440-8255. Joining us a little bit later in the show is Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone, and he is going to be calling from NAFL Centro to talk about what is going on out there with the Blue Angels. They are there practicing for their big show on March 16th, and it's I love having them on to call us and chat with us and find out what's going on at the base.
You know, I was curious, how many Blue Angel crews are there? Is there just one, or
there's
there multiple?
One crew.
There's one crew.
And they have backup guys involved in the crew. They have 7 jets, but only 6 actually perform, I think. And it really is. And if you go to El Centro right now, they are practicing in the air. You could just park on a road
and get the show.
And get the
show. Get the show right there.
And watch them. And you know what? At some point during their air show, Craig, they're only 18 inches apart, wingtip to wingtip.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Françoise, I remember watching them when I was a kid. And I grew up in Washington, D.C. area. And the Blue Angels would come every year. And here they are Well, a lot of years later,
yep.
And they're still going at
they're
it.
Still going. It's
and
amazing.
It's really an amazing show.
Yes, I think they have a big celebration anniversary coming up. I'll have to check on that. But, 51st. Yes, 51st year of training. I want to give everybody a heads up. I was on KESQ yesterday, Channel 3 TV, where I did a segment on Catalina, and I have to correct something. Last week on the show, I was telling Alex that Catalina had a birthday special. The Catalina Express did, where you could go take the Catalina Express. If it was your birthday, you could go for free. Well, they were so overwhelmed with
the free,
that actually they don't have that anymore.
They don't do it anymore.
So don't do that. So, but anyway, Catalina, if you want to go and not worry about the crowds, because they get over 1 million visitors a year, definitely is now the time to go.
Well, and I know you mentioned Valentine's Day, and yeah. I know that Catalina runs mm-hmm. quite a few specials during that time because it's kind of a kickoff for the season in an interesting way with
yeah,
the whale watching and everything else, and mm-hmm. the weather starts to slowly warm up.
So I just want to make sure that I don't give out misinformation. I also want to let you know that this segment of the show is brought to you in part by the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. I will actually have tickets. Those will be some tickets, too, to the Cabot's Pueblo. If you've never been, you need to go. It's fascinating, fun for the entire family, and just check them out. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, closed on Monday. They're in Desert Hot Springs, and it really give you an idea of the history of the Coachella Valley. All right, those phone lines are open to pick your team at 760-440-8255. And our Facebook fans, you can call as well or register. How can they register with you?
So you can email win@CoachellaValley.com to enter, and you put in the subject line either Rams or Patriots. And you can share this live Facebook, and you will get 10 times the entries.
Wow, that's a lot.
10 times.
10 times.
Well, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, this is a lot of work. They don't. And plus, our show is not – we have so much information around here. So give Alex a call now. He's actually on a break, so not a break for you to call. The lines are open right now at 760-440-8255. Pick a team, Rams or Patriots.
And there he is. He's on the phone right now.
He's on
Look
the
at
road.
That.
I am going with the Rams because I'm a California girl. Now, something else I want to give everyone a heads up about is the Travel Club of the Meeting Travel Club of the Meeting? I don't think that's what it's called. How about Travel Club Meeting of the Desert?
Okay, there you go.
Is that
and it's a
better,
meeting of
I
the
think.
Minds
yes.
there.
Yes, and it's really fun. It's a free event. Only happens once a month. This Wednesday, it is over at the Best Western Palm Desert Resort on Highway 111 in Palm Desert, right there down the street from John's Restaurant and Del Taco. You can't miss it. Huell Hauser, which we had on the show.
That's
Huell
right.
Hauser's Louis. Cameraman.
Louis going to be there.
Is going to be there in person, autographing books, talking to all the travel people there. And I will be there to introduce Luis. He actually...
Luis.
Huell was the only person that
person
could call him
Louis.
Louis. Yeah. But it's kind of hard because I keep reading Louis, take a look at this is the name of the book. I read the book. You read the book.
I
it
did.
It was a fast, fun read.
I mean, you know, it was really incredible. I think was it 12 years, I think, he spent with
right.
Huell mm-hmm. traveling around. And of course, the cameraman has a different perspective. And he was also the producer of the show, you know, really picking mm-hmm. different shots and stuff. Yeah. And so it was interesting to hear him share the dynamics between him and his boss and also just all the experiences they had. I mean, incredible show.
Very funny because every time I talk to Luis, I say, you know, you're a celebrity. Own it. And he did not want any notoriety being behind that camera. And it was after Huell passed. Everybody kept wanting, let's talk to him, let's hear, and now he's a celebrity in his own right, and he's the most down-to-earth guy you'll ever meet, and he will be there, like I say, on Wednesday, February 6th, at the Best Western Palm Desert. If you need more information, just go to the website, Traveling with Francoise. It is from 1 to 3, there's free refreshments, and come and meet Louis, and you can buy one of his books, which I think it was very reasonably
That's
priced.
That's right. And on Amazon, you can get it now. I mean,
yeah.
You don't have to wait at all.
Right.
You can pick up that book today. And
I really enjoyed it. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, biography-type books don't always interest me because the writer gets too into me. And Louis, they did a really great job of giving us facts. And it was very enjoyable.
He tells the story where, you know, he's trying to figure out, he's doing some Western thing, and he's got Huell on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got them riding off into the sunset, and he's like, this is going to be great. The credits will roll. You know, he's thinking ahead of time. You got to videotape that to put it all together. And so they're riding off, and Huell's saddle isn't quite on all the way, and it slips, and Huell falls off the horse.
Yes.
And Lewis is like, oh, we got to do this again. And Huel's like, no, I don't think so. But anyway, it's pretty funny because they go into it. And that scene never got into the...
Okay. All right. We're going to have to take a break, folks. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. So stick around. All right, we are back live here on Traveling with Françoise, and I don't know why I had a call that there was a radio glitch, but there wasn't a glitch, so I have no idea.
We're still live.
We're still live, and our streaming live is working, and Alex, how are we doing now on our Super Bowl pool? Because we will talk more travel, folks. Don't worry, we'll get some travel in there, but it is Super Bowl Sunday, so what's the consensus so far on the pool?
Definitely Rams. Rams all the way right now.
Really?
It was getting close again. But then a few Rams fans came out after he said that the Patriots fans should come out. They're like, nope, all the Rams fans coming in.
Oh, did they really? Okay. So, and with me is also Coachella Valley. You know, I call you Coachella Valley Craig.
That's not really your name.
Your name is Craig Campbell. You're the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. And you also have won some numerous awards career. You don't want to bring
No, well, please, go ahead.
Tell people what you have accomplished in your career in the world of computers.
Wow. Well, you know, I was fortunate enough in 1995, there was this thing called the Internet, about 94, 95.
Yeah.
And they created what was called a GUI interface or graphical user interface, which we now know as Internet Explorer or Firefox or on what is the Apple version of the browser, whatever. That browser changed everything because it allowed us to finally be able to see pictures, video, and create links that we could now navigate this thing that used to be kind of all command line, like it used to be like bulletin board, and only kind of university students would have or professors would have even bandwidth, internet big enough to be able to communicate. And they came up with this thing in 1994-95 called a GUI interface, which is an internet browser, and it changed the whole world. And I felt like I needed to get involved in that. And so I was fortunate enough to start early, 1995, and grew quite a large company over the next 10 years. Really grew up as web hosting industry, which we all know today, and domain names were something new and fresh, and we were able to get into that really early. So,
wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
No wonder you know so much about it, and I know nothing. But that's okay. And our Super Bowl pool is still open. 760-440-8255. Give Alex a call. Of course, our Facebook followers can do that as well. You can easily call the station and give Alex pick a team. Give him a first name and some contact information, either a phone number or email address. So when I pull your name out of our scientific bowls for Rams and Patriots, I'll have a way of contacting you.
Scientific bowls, yes. Not just bowls. Talk about Super Bowls, it's scientific.
Scientific bowls,
that's
yes.
Right.
So, and we're going to actually cut off the entries at the bottom of the hour, which will be 12:30. Craig has things. He's going to go watch. Were you watching it today, Super Bowl, home, out?
I think we're going to go out with a few friends and have some fun. Yeah, okay. We're absolutely going to probably start at home and then migrate a bit.
And migrate.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. All right. In the world of travel, there is a lot of things going on. This is something you might have an interest in, that airports are not permitted to implement their own drone detection and countermeasure systems, but their concerns about drone incursions into airspace are real. This is going to be, we talked about this last week on the show, something bad's going to happen.
Well, they've already had drones that have actually hit planes, so this is never good. I think the laws say within 5 mile radius that you cannot fly a drone around an airport. And so you're talking about that the airports themselves, if I understood you, cannot actually create their own deterrence, that's going to have to be some sort of federal or state program. Mm-hmm. Is that what the story is really sharing?
No, it's just saying, yeah, that they have to do something to be able to fight back.
Right. But the airports, they're saying, can't themselves
actually do something.
Right.
They
kind
of call in the federal
sense,
government right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, and speaking of airports, our polar vortex, which it's very strange to even say the word, but I think we're going to be saying it more and more, took a toll on the Chicago flight schedules. Airlines canceled more than 2,300 U.S. flights on Thursdays. I have a friend that lives in Grays Lake, Illinois, and he was sending me updates about the weather at 12 below, all these things, showing pictures of the snow out there. I don't know, Craig and Alex, I will take the heat, frankly, for me any day. I can't imagine. I don't know.
Minus 47 wind chill.
No.
My friend called me from Chicago. Said he had stepped out for about 1 minute because he had to walk his dog.
How do you even walk a dog in that kind of weather?
Well, you got to put booties on the dog.
Yes.
And everything freezes instantly.
Yeah, I don't even know how they do it. And something else I want to talk about here on Traveling with Françoise, I have a something new I'm working on. I'm forming a nonprofit called Artifacts and Arts Across America.
Oh, I just love that name.
Oh, and it will be still the radio show, still going to be Traveling with Françoise, but what I'm doing is I've always, and you've heard me talk about it, all my longtime listeners have heard me want, I love featuring all these little small towns across America. In fact, I have some statistics that there are over 16,000 small towns across America with 10,000 people or less.
I mean, you and Hillhauser are going after it because, you know, I love your show because of those small those small towns. They just have these – every one of them has a unique characteristic and
so
things that you just go, I cannot believe that this exists here.
Right.
I can't – I got to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just inspired you through the years, and it just shows in your shows, and I love it. 16,000. You better get on it.
a lot of them. And all of you out there better get on it as well. Sign up for the Super Bowl prize pool because it will close in about 5 minutes, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. All of your Facebook fans, you can go and sign up as well. You can give Alex a call. And pick a team, first name, and contact information. Or, again, Craig, on Facebook, or how can they do it?
You can email us at win@CoachellaValley.com, win@CoachellaValley.com, and then put in the subject line either Rams or Patriots, and you're automatically entered to win.
All right. It's that simple. So a lot of things going on today in the world of travel. And back just quickly to Artifacts and Arts Across America. Towns that come to mind, I mean, you just brought up a good point that there are all these little towns, first of all, are the blueprint of America, and people don't realize that. But when I went to Lone Pine, I discovered that it was a huge area where they used to shoot movies. They have a huge movie production area out near the foothills that people don't even know about, that you can take a tour out there. You go to Oatman over in Arizona, and the burros wander the street to old gold mining town.
Well, I'm going to go back to Lone Pine. Is that where those amazing trees are? I believe that they have I believe it's in Lone Pine, and I think it is. They're 4,000 years old.
Right.
And
they
there's
have the forests.
4,000-year-old trees. I've been there. I've seen them, and they're not even that tall.
Yeah.
they're like little trees. They're like, what happened here? You'd think they'd just be massive. But they are resistant to fire, disease, and all kinds of things. Mother Nature's incredible. And like you said, you discover these things. And that forest or that type of tree is only there.
Right there. And there's a sign, driving down 395 or up, down or up, whichever way you want to go. And it says that it has all these, when you're driving across country or even within California or just outside of our area, we see these signs for these little towns. And you kind of think you want to stop, and you look at your watch or your clock or whatever, and you say, I don't know, I'll keep on going. And when you don't stop, you miss so much.
Well, you know, I think about that on I-10 as you go down our freeway. I mean, if you're just traveling by through the pass and on to Arizona, Quartzsite, Yuma, you would look right and left and go, I don't really, this thing about Palm Springs, I don't really understand what's out there.
What's all about,
But you just drive a mile inland, and all of a sudden you're in a town of 300,000-400,000 people that swells to all kinds of traffic in season.
And to find out more about what's going on here, just go to CoachellaValley.com.
But thank you.
How many people have been to Whitewater Preserve? Not a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, in Whitewater Preserve, it's got your bighorn sheep. Mm-hmm. They've got your wildflowers. I mean, let's just talk about that coming
up. We are going to have wildflowers this year.
This is going to be an incredible, incredible. In fact, I've already gotten reports from Anza Borrega. Was sworn not to tell you, but I'm telling you, the flowers are already blooming. Yeah. So this is going to be quite a wildflower season.
At first, when we had that first rainfall, I mentioned it a few times, and people went, we don't know if that's enough. But with all the rain we've had now, I think we're going to have flowers everywhere. It's going to be spectacular.
I can't wait. You know, when we came out of the drought, you know, in 2016, mm-hmm. and it had been so many years, and that season was the most. I've never saw more yellow, more violets and colors. It was so vibrant, and it's just amazing that every year you get a little bit of rain, and these wildflowers decide, you know, I think I'll just show up this year.
Our desert is coming to life. Of course, we have our snow-covered mountains right now, which is beautiful. And right now is why we live in the desert.
That's right.
That's why we live in the desert.
That's right.
For this. And summertime, you leave for a couple of days, come back, and it's okay. We can manage.
Well, it's 63 high, and we're going to be wearing long underwear, I'm sure, today. You know, we're good in the heat and not so good in the cold.
All right. So, Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
it's
you
always
so much.
Fun. Everybody, the Super Bowl prize pool is closed. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone is going to be calling us and talking to us about what is going on at NAFL Centro. Thank you so much, by the way, for joining me. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Francoise.
Okay, and we'll figure out. I will email if you won something. I'll get you the info. I will get to you, let you know you won a prize, and we'll figure out how to get to you at that point. So, all right, we're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Francoise, and we'll probably talk just a little bit more travel in this hour. Okay, folks, stick around. Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Francoise Rhodes. We are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. So we are waiting for Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone to call us. However, he is active duty. He is over at NAFL Centro. So something could have, came up. That stuff happens. So, Alex.
Yeah, he could have gotten busy. You know, maybe he's up in the air right now.
But that's true. It was a little bit. I know it's kind of hard for them sometimes to schedule. We had this all planned during the week. I was talking to their PR person. So we had it all planned. But as Chris did say, he goes, sometimes something happens at the base that these, especially he's a commanding officer, has to take care of. So we will just wait and see. We'll just go on, talk about some travel news and what else is happening in the world. So, again, this part of the show, a couple parts of the show, is presented by the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Also, Animal Samaritans, animalsamaritans.org. I had a great article where there were so many animal adoptions were up this at the beginning, the first month of this year already, animal adoptions were up at Animal Samaritans.
So. Yeah, I think that's with the new law where I think a lot of the pet stores, too, have to do, adoptions rather than, whatever other way that they were doing.
The breeding and selling or whatever.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's helping out, but I know there's a lot more awareness in adopting rather than going to a breeder or, like, somebody's backyard, however, which way.
Right.
Because a lot of these pets end up in the pound and, they never get picked up. And, it's much better to get a pet that, deserves to, find a loving home and not be in a cage.
Right. So that's a good sign for them. For more information about spay, neutering, pet foster care and whatnot, go to animalsamaritans.org. They have some great facilities here in the Coachella Valley. You can also give them a call at 760-343-3477. All right, and we'll keep talking some more about what is happening in the world of travel and hope that Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone will get a chance to give us a call in this half hour of the show. If not, we certainly understand, and I will make arrangements to have them call back because I always like talking to the guys out there. All right, Cuba, not in Victory Cruise Line's plans. The news, the line's new owner, American Queen Steamboat Company, canceled Victory's 2019 Cuba itineraries to update the ships, but it doesn't intend to add Cuba into the future. All right, and medical tourism on the rise in Cancun. It's becoming a popular destination for elective procedures, including plastic surgery, cosmetic dentistry, and fertility. So Cancun now is becoming the hot spot where people, frankly, were just going over. I know a lot of people have been over to Calexico and whatnot to have work done. Oh, it's all up to you. It's your choice. And after a decade marked by terrorism and other setbacks to its tourism brand, Kenya is now reveling in growth that is sure to be further nurtured by the first direct flight between the U.S. and East Africa. And parts of Kenya are still on the watch list of safety concerns, and other parts are not. So just be careful. Check the list. Go to the government website, the TSA's website, and find out who has problems in what areas that you might be going to in Kenya. And Sky Princess, to have the largest balconies at sea, the starboard side sky suite balcony on the ship will be, wow, over 1,000 square feet. That's big on a ship.
Yeah, you think of all the space that they use up and think of like an apartment.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just like think of an apartment and then double it.
Yeah, in New York, there's apartments in New York that are only 900 square feet. So you're going to have a balcony on the Sky Princess that's 1,000 square feet. That is huge, very, very huge. All right, in other news, Ponant is dropping all ship internet fees. Ponant said it will drop all internet charges in 2019 on its 7 expedition ships. The line said unlimited complimentary internet will be available in the cabins and in the public areas. They used to charge $34 for 100 minutes, $68 for 240 minutes, and $203 for 1,000 minutes. So you're going to be saving some bucks there by them dropping those internet fees, which to me really makes sense because internet, if at all possible, should really be part of a package anywhere you go now. I don't think there should be a charge.
Yeah, I think there's two sides to this. One, people are always on their phones and, you know, maybe doing work. And the flip side to that is you're on a cruise.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, disconnect for a little bit, you mm-hmm. know? But I feel like I would be somebody that would need the internet for some reason or another.
To look, and I could see where people would want to look up the ports of call and also, of course, get all their pictures on social media and whatnot and tell people, you know, check in with family and friends so they know that everything's okay, that they're having a good time. But I also agree, it doesn't hurt to just put it down, turn it off, and just go have yourself a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a cruise is all about.
Yeah, especially with sometimes, in fact, a lot of times when you're traveling international, there's a time change. In fact, all the time when you're traveling international, there's a time change. So you always have to figure, okay, if it's this here, that there. So just, yeah, just let them know I'm good, I'm okay, I'll talk to you later. All right, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line, the small Deerfield Beach, Florida-based operator, has chartered a ship. I found this really interesting, and I thought people might have an interest in this. If you know someone who lives in Cuba, they have chartered a ship for a 4-day cruise in February that will sail to Havana and allow U.S. passengers to invite friends and family onto the ship for another 2 days of cruising. This is, yeah, I think this is ingenious, especially if friends and family over there. They, of course, have to get the paperwork, and they do have to pay because they are paying customers on the cruise ship. But then they will be out to sea with you for a couple days, and you will take them back, and they will disembark in Cuba, and I think in Havana, actually. And I think that's a really good idea.
I like that idea a lot.
Isn't that a great idea? It offers something for the Cubans, and it offers something for the families that want to go see them, and it gets them away from any type of restrictions while on land in Cuba. And the prices here, price for the 4-day cruise from Palm Beach start at $6.99 per person, with pricing for Cubans who board in Havana pegged at $5.99. And Cubans joining the cruise must be invited by guests sailing from the U.S. or have an arrangement through Viva Travel. But I like this. They say with the official average monthly salary in Cuba at only equivalent of $25, Cubans also received $3.5 billion in remittances from abroad in 2017. That means from family and relatives in Cuba, they have received over $3 billion sent to them. Of course, spread out all around, but that's a lot. So there's a lot of outside family members that are taking care of the people that live in Cuba, so this would be a great chance for them to visit them and not a restricted type area.
Yeah, and as it's expensive even for us and for them where, you know, their currency is weaker, you know, it's a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity. So again, it is Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line. And the ship will be sailing, I said, sometime in February. You can look them up and see if maybe that's something you might want to do. Also, here's something else going on. Valentine's Day is coming up, February 14th. Wow Air, they are a low-cost Icelandic carrier, discount carrier, with a network in the U.S. They are giving away free tickets around the February 14th holiday to Reykjavik, from Detroit, Boston, Newark, and Baltimore for anyone with the first or last name of Valentine. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So if you have the first, of course, you're going to have show ID and all that sort of stuff. But so it is WOW, W-O-W Air. You can go to their website and check it out. If you have the first or last name of Valentine, you could leave from one of those destinations and get free tickets to Iceland or somewhere.
So, yeah, and Iceland's a hot spot right now.
It is a hot spot, so that sounds like a lot of fun. So anyway, I thought I might throw that out there in case you have the first name. I don't know anybody with the first or last name Valentine. I don't. But I'm sure there are quite a few of you out there. And something else I read, I saw a picture of it. In fact, I posted it on the Facebook page. There is in Schiphol, Amsterdam, a big hotel complex has brought in a complete Boeing 747-400 to be a attraction in their garden. They're going to put this whole jet. There's a picture of the jet. They're towing it in now. Of course, they'll take out the engines, and it has been stripped of all serviceable parts, such as engines and things that could cause problems. All that's out, but the rest of it is still intact, and it goes with a big hotel complex that they have. But they want to give you an experience. The 747 experience is what they're going to call it. And can you imagine looking out your window and seeing a big 747 jet sitting in the big area, the big garden area, and out your window? I don't know.
Well, I would imagine that, you know, in 30 years, it would be pretty awesome because you let nature take its course.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you have the trees growing out of it and all this stuff. I think that'd be a pretty cool thing to see.
So we'll see what other hotel complexes that have these big open area spaces that they want to fill. They probably just want to fill it and not just put a dog park or something in there. So, yeah, it will be it'll be interesting. I guess if you've never been in a 747, too, you'd go wander through. And who knows? They'll probably have some sort of restaurant in there or something. I don't know. They'll be creative. If they're taking the trouble to bring a jet liner in there to be in the garden, then they're going to be creative with it and do something fun. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have a lot more industry news. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today. It is an exciting, fun day. Lots of things going on in the world of travel and just about all over the country and the world. How's that? All everywhere. What do you think of that? Just everywhere. All right, whale watching. Dana Wharf, whale watching, danawharf.com. If you want to go whale watching, now is the time. Or sport fishing. The whales are still out there migrating. They're getting away from the cold weather, going down south to Mexico. So they've been posting lots of videos that I try to share on Traveling with Françoise. So definitely check it out. And Dana Wharf, it'd be a great Valentine's gift. Yeah, surprise your sweetie who loves to go fishing, sport fishing, with a sport fishing trip. How's that? That would be fun.
I don't think my sweetie would be surprised.
Well, she
would be surprised, but not that good kind of surprise.
She might want to surprise you with the sport fishing trip. You might want to surprise her with a whale watching. However, you might want to surprise her, and I want to let everybody know about this, that B. Ellison's Jewelers, they are having a retirement end of lease sale, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. It is happening now. Everything must go. It's going to be phenomenal. From custom designer brands, gold jewelry and gemstones, store-wide discounts. The doors will close permanently on May 13th. So get on over there and get that Mother's Day gift or Valentine's Day gift or gift for, they have the largest selection of men's wedding bands also right there at B. Olsen's Jewelers, a family tradition. So again, go on over there, a lower level of the Gardens on El Paseo. They are closed today for Super Bowl, though, by the way. They are. They told me they were taking the day off, Ron and Debbie. So good for them. And don't forget this week, the Travel Club of the Desert meeting that happens on Wednesday, February 6th over at the Best Western Resort in Palm Desert. It is from 1 to 3 Louis Fuentes, Hülhauser's cameraman, will be there. He's going to be speaking to everyone. He's going to have his books. If you want an autographed book, he will be there selling them. They are so reasonably priced. I don't remember what the price is, but it's really an easy, fun read, and you'll find out a lot of things of what happened behind the scenes. It's a free event. Just go on over there. I will be there. It is from 1 to 3, and again, it is the Travel Club of the Desert Meeting, sponsored by Adult Customized Tours, ACT, so come on over there. And then they also are going to talk a little bit in the second hour about Puerto Vallarta and some other things going on. So definitely you want to go to that. Also happening, they also have on the 9th a Denali Park plus Alaska Cruise Travel Seminar. And for more information about that, you can just call ACT at 760-322-1247. Also, don't forget my May trip to Mount Rushmore. I am the hostess of this trip. It is May 4th through 7th. It is $9.95 per person out of Palm Springs. We're going to go to historic sites of Rapid City, South Dakota, including the Back Hills and Crazy Horse Monument. Of course, we will go to Mount Rushmore. We're going to discover this Lakota tribes and so many other things. We'll be staying at the Marriott Fairfield Inn and Suites. So to sign up for that, you need to call Adult Customized Tours again at 76. They're doing all the sign-ups and all that sort of stuff. I'm just going to go and be the hostess and hang out with you and make sure that the bus takes us in the right direction. How will I know? I don't know. I'll just ask the bus driver. Are we going where we're supposed to go? And they'll say, yeah. Like, okay, good. We're happy. Ken, that is $9.95 per person. I have never been to Mount Rushmore, so I'm really excited about this. And we're going to go to Custer State Park as well. So it should be exciting and fun. And plus, you're going to have a day, too, to pretty much do what you want to do. So I have a full day of sightseeing, a day for you to go out on your own and explore on your own. And then we'll be back 3 nights and 4 days. So it sounds like fun. I can't wait. I'm really excited about this. And also, Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, they are in full swing right now. The weather is beautiful out in Borrego Springs. If you are even thinking about the wildflowers, which are going to happen, you might want to try to book a room. I would think wildflowers aren't going to happen till March, April, usually right in there, where the weather's going to warm up a little bit again and the flowers will start blooming. I would try to book your rooms now, because once that happens, it is crazy what goes on out there. So Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, they have everything going on out there. You can give them a call at 760-767-5700. But all that information is on the Traveling with Francoise website, including television shows, my travel blog, podcasts for the radio shows, you name it. It is all on that website. The famous contest page. Yes, it is famous. And I'll be changing that up. I need to add more contests now, because this week I pulled a lot of winners. So I will put some new contests up. So again, use that website, Traveling with Francoise. We put a lot of time and effort in that for you. And so please take advantage of it. Plus, we have a new segment on TV this week, Cuisines from Around the World. The next chapter. I don't know. It's a fun show to do, but I only do a couple of these, and it's kind of funny because now other restaurants want to be involved in it. My whole idea is it's still a travel show. It is where you can find these types of foods here in the Coachella Valley that are more authentic to those regions. So we have Ev's Inn for Mediterranean cuisine on there. We have Okura Rabata Grill and Sushi for Japanese, and then O'Kane's Irish Pub, which is not open yet, and you'll see that on the show. It says currently under construction, but once they open the doors, then we're going to take out those segments and put in more shots of inside the restaurant and pub when it's finished. And I was over there the other day. It's looking amazing. It's in Rancho Mirage, and it's big. It's really large. But we do show some of the dishes that they have on this segment of the show. So watch it Monday, tomorrow morning. I think it's at 5:30 or 6. I never know what time they air it on Monday mornings. Thursday at noon, and back at 5:30 on Friday, 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. So check it out. And then after a couple of weeks, I'll put it on the website.
Have you had Irish food before, you know, doing the show?
I have not had Irish food like they have Irish food. Because, frankly, a lot of the Irish restaurants here in the Valley have not done well. Because they don't have enough mix or something. But they have... I tried the dishes the day that we were filming, and they were fantastic. Yeah. Why? Is there a special dish that you like?
I had a teacher in high school who's an Irish-American, and he'd bring up bangers and mash, which is, you know, the sausage and mashed potatoes, which is, you know, a very famous dish in Ireland. And, oh, my goodness, so good.
Well, they're going to have that at O'Kane's.
Oh, man.
The bangers and what was it? Bangers and mashed
and
potatoes.
Mashed, yeah.
He had a big plate of it. I think it's in one of our pictures. Yeah. We were talking about with Chef Gavin. Yes, he has it there, and the food was delicious. So I think they're going to do really well. The inside is gorgeous. They have a lot of things coming in from Ireland for as far as decor and stuff. Really quite something. So, again, check it out on Traveling with Francoise, the television show, and this week. It airs this week. All right. What else do we have going on? Let's see. How about flights? I have a little bit more info. I don't like to get started into too much before we sign off. So flights at fault. Flying gets us from point A to point B, but let's be honest, the experience is rarely enjoyable. So here are some of the numbers, such as delays or cancellations, which hit an all-time high in 2018. But, it's kind of not fair when we have weather this bad when they do stats, because wouldn't you rather be safe and not fly than take a chance in all that mess?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, people get angry, and I understand that you've been planning this trip for years maybe, and then it's canceled because the pilots and the planes can't even take off because of snow and whatever's so bad, and they can't de-ice them. You have to really sit back and think of your own safety. Is it worth it? I don't. Yeah. I mean, the pilots obviously don't want to jeopardize their lives either. So it said 189.9 million is the number of airline passengers who experienced a flight disruption in 2018. Whew, that's a lot. 189.9 million. June 17th, the single worst day for flight disruptions in 2018 for people traveling from U.S. airports. I don't know what happened on June 17th, but that was the day. July was the busiest travel month last year when major carriers such as American Airlines, JetBlue, and Southwest Airlines recorded their lowest on-time performance. So the busiest month that they've ever had the worst performance on time. Not a good track record. And 77.6%, the average on-time performance for the five largest U.S. airlines last year. 77.6%. I just read an article that they are trying to improve those stats for this year. So, I hope so.
I wonder how you do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's maybe they can't always wait. They say there's about a 10-minute time frame in there that they build into the schedule, so people that are late or there's congestion for them getting through TSA or whatnot. I know on one flight, where was I going? Montana, that waited and waited probably 20 minutes, and this guy comes flying in the jet. It was just one person, and he's apologizing to everybody. The jet held for some reason for this one person. I don't know, they did, but things like that, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. All right. So I'm not even going to go into other stuff because I don't want to start any more information. I'm just going to hold off on it. What are we doing next week? Next week, we are going to talk about, in the first hour of the show, the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival, which I'll have some tickets to give away. In the second hour of the show, Amtrak, we're supposed to hear from Olivia from Amtrak to see what they're doing with Amtrak, why it's so much fun to ride the rails. Today is sorry that Lieutenant Commander Blake Whetstone did not call us, but again, he is on an active base. He is an active lieutenant commander, so something must have came up. And so, unfortunately, we didn't hear from him. Everyone have a great one. For all of you who signed up for Super Bowl, good luck. Have some fun out there. And we'll see you next week right back here for more Traveling with Francoise. Visit that website. And as always, remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.